All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I just got this game. Summer with Mia. It's from the creator of Lust Theory, which I also got. And obviously we'll be playing Lust Theory soon, but let's play Summer with Mia, season one, so you must do a lot with Mia. But if you don't like Mia, well, I don't know what to tell you, because it's Summer with Mia. And no, not Mia Jovovich, not the Resident Evil. Obviously, it's this girl, right? So, let's spend summer with Mia, even though it's, like, winter here. What's your in-game name? You know what it is. You're a 20-year-old guy living in a house with three more people. Mia, you're... Well, we don't want to do cousin.
Mia?
Here in Alabama? No. Let's see. Stepdaughter? Oh, Lord, that's even worse. Step cousin? Aunt? Mother? Oh, Lord, that'd be awful.
Yeah.
How about your friend? Your friend, Mia. And a married couple. Your and Mia's... Huh? Is there like a... Your and Mia's who? Friend? Are they all gonna be friends? Are we doing... And you're and Mia's friend. We know you want to start playing as soon as possible, but we only need a little more info to get you started. You, Grim, are Mia's... Oh, wow, this is confusing as all hell. Can we go back a little bit? Friend. You're Mia's friend. Let's throw some. And you're Mia, he's a cousin. Have some fun. You, Grandma, Mia's friend. And there. What in the hell's going on?
What in tarnation?
And their,
uncle?
Hell, I don't know.
The brother?
Actually, yeah, we know finally. Mia is there. I don't know. Cousins. I don't know who the hell's related to anybody. It's just all fucking crazy. You can always activate the panic button by pressing P. Enable NTR content, sharing the female protagonist with other men.
Well, hell no, I don't want Jack Murphy mode.
No.
Time for me to go see Uncle Cousin Mia.
Like, it's all fucking messed up now. Fuck, look at the time, I'm so fucking late. You jump off the bed and get dressed as fast as possible. I should head downstairs, fast. Let's go to the bathroom. Not right now. Kitchen, not right now. Living room, not right now. town. Maybe I can still catch the next bus. Just as you grab the door handle, you hear a voice behind you. Hey, where do you think you're going? You turn around and see your sister standing by the kitchen with an angry look on her face. You haven't eaten yet. Sorry, sis, I'm late for class. I'll eat later. 2 more days until the semester ends and you're late? My alarm clock didn't go off. It's always the alarm clock. Oh, right, I forgot to tell you. Your cousin has to go on a business trip to France tomorrow and I'm going with him. That's a bit sudden. For how long? 1 week. Stay out of trouble while we're there and no partying. Sure, sis. Okay, hurry on now. It's supposed to be his mother. You run out of the house and barely catch the bus. Not long after, you get to your university. As you rush into the classroom, everyone looks at you. Really, Grim? Late again? How many times does this make, huh? I'm really sorry. I have a good reason this time. My bedroom door got stuck and I couldn't open it. It got so bad the fire department had to come and rescue me. True story. How do you even come up with... Doesn't matter. Go sit down. You're getting extra work as punishment. But I'm only 10 minutes late. Fuck my life. And that's 10 more pages for your essay on radioisotope photovoltaic generator. What? The what now? Radioisotope what? Sit down or it'll be 20 extra pages. Finish it by tomorrow or I'm failing you. Okay, I'm going. Yeesh, what a dick. An eternity later, everyone leaves the classroom, except... Just 1 more day of school, homie. Yeah, I only got a 20-page essay to write by tomorrow. Nah, man, you got that shit. Yo, by the way, I bought something cool. Let's go to your house. Why mine? Because my sister and cousin don't know I got this, haha. Fine. You and Sam head back home. And badass, right? What is it? A drone, man. The hell does it look like? Oh, right. Newest damn model, too. I got a live video feed and a 12MP camera. You can even control it with your phone. It actually does sound pretty badass. Damn right, let's take it for a spin. Showing you how to do it, Sam turns on the drone and starts flying around a little as a demonstration. Oh snap, come check this out. What? It's your friend. I think she's getting ready for a shower. Damn, she hot. What? Let me see. He was right. She is getting ready for a shower. I guess you can say she's hot. What's she doing? Let me see. When'd she start dressing so slutty, though? I tapped that ass so hard, you know? That's my friend you're talking about, man. Fuck off. So, she is fuckable as hell, even you can't deny that. Dude, if she was my friend, I'd be spying on her all the motherfucking time. Damn, brah. Shit, she's taking off her shirt. I'd plant my dick between those massive-ass watermelons. I never looked at Mia that way before. I guess she does have a great body. Oh, hell yeah, she's taking off her skirt too? I told you to fuck... As you two were arguing, the video feed stopped. Hey, something's off. You both look at the phone. No, I forgot to fucking charge it. Shit was getting good, too. Sam, you're not black. Stop talking like that. Wow! I'm kind of glad he didn't see more. Though I wouldn't mind seeing more myself. This depresses me. Whatever, I got a split. The essay is still waiting. Need company? No, you just creep on Mia the whole time. Can't blame a man for trying. Bye, Sam. Peace out. Sam leaves and you head inside. Just before you enter the house, you realize something. I'm getting kind of annoyed the battery ran out just as she was getting naked. Wait, what if... You hurry to the upstairs bathroom. Hi, me... Oh... Sorry, she already put on the towel. Maybe it's for the best, I guess. She is my friend, after all. What do you want? I wanted... Never mind, I'll leave you alone. Can I still do the game? Did I fuck... Oh, yeah, I can. You hurry to the upstairs bathroom. Huh? Me? Oh, sorry. Okay. I wanted... Never mind. I'll leave you alone. Good. Get out. And knock... Next time, knock first. You get out and close the door behind you. So close. She just finished wrapping the towel. Why am I so pissed about this? Did seeing her tits really matter to me that much? I'm starving. Maybe my sister made something. Sister and cousin's room? Well, I guess they're together. Ain't nothing here. Ain't nothing here? Yep. Upstairs? There's a bathroom and a study. Well, you're in the bathroom now. You can't do anything, though, can you? Uh-oh. Kitchen. There's nothing in the study. Hey, sis, any food? It's in the fridge, sweetie. Thanks. That's probably supposed to be his mother. Or his sister mother? I don't know. Does it fucking matter? I screwed the whole goddamn tree up. It's like that fucking song, Family Tree. I fuck all your sisters and your cousins. I forgot who the hell sang that one. Well, you gotta go to the bathroom so you can go into the kitchen. Quickly, you get to the fridge. Cold lasagna? Yeah, it's something. You take the food and sit down. Nom nom nom. Thinking back on it, I think I know when Mia started dressing like that. It's when she started dating that idiot, Nathan. What's up with that? He's only 20, just like me. Nom nom nom. Maybe a thing for younger guys? Shit, almost forgot. I got a ton of work to do for that essay. You put away the food and head for your room. But just as you reach the kitchen door, you see Mia going out. Young lady, where do you think you're going dressed like that? It's not that bad, sis. Also, I'm 22. Girls my age dress way worse. You should actually be praising me, haha. Just because other girls are worse doesn't mean you can dress like a slut. That's supposed to be his mother, for real. Ugh, just drop it, okay? Now go and change, now! There's no reasoning with you. I'm going out. Saying this, Mia just turns around and leaves. Your sister was furious. She almost stopped while leaving the highway. Gotta be his mother. Not wanting to get the fallback of a rage, you silently move to your room and start working on the essay. A few hours later, around midnight... The fuck was that? I think it came from Mia's room. Is she crazy? She knows sister and cousin are gonna go... What? Gonna go apeshit if she wakes them up. You hurry towards Mia's room, but on the way you stop and check on your sister and cousin. Good, they're still sleeping. Right away you go to Mia's room. The light's on. No response. Fuck it, if I don't go in, she's definitely gonna wake them up. What's going on here? You're gonna wake everyone up. Before she even answers, you can clearly see she's drunk. No, I'm not. Shh. You shh. And what are you doing in my room, perv? You're making so much noise, I thought someone broke in. No, no one broke in. Get out now, okay? She's acting so weird. How drunk is she? Get the hell out! Okay, I'm going. Just stop by and tell sister you're not looking too good. Since you said you're not drunk, you must be sick or something. Wait, fuck, sister's gonna kill me. Okay, fine, I like drink a little, but only a little. What do you want in exchange for your silence? What do I want? I want to try touching your boots, but I don't want to die by asking that. Spit it out already. I want to take 3 photos of you. I just blurted it out. It's gonna sound so creepy. You want what? Wait, it's for a project. The face she made tells me exactly what she thought it was. What kind of sick project are you doing? No, no, it's not like it sounds. We got an art project to paint a new portrait, so I thought I might paint you. Believe it, believe it, believe it. But still, why would you want to paint me? Wait a second. I'm not getting naked. He wants nudes? What the fuck? Of course not. I just meant photos where your body is shown so I can paint it better. And I want to paint you since you're one of the best looking people I know. Oh, you think I'm pretty? Okay, I'll do it. Really? I mean, thanks. She gave in so easily. She's drunk out of her mind, for sure. Yeah, but only 2. Sure. How do you want the first? Before she finished the sentence, your phone was already out and ready. This is okay for the first one. Looking quite annoyed, she gets up. Hey, I was just getting up, but that's 1. Okay, what pose? She's letting me pick poses? Wow. Could you turn around so I can get one of your behind? Holy shit, he really is trying to get dirty photos. But, guess I got no choice. I mean, I do, but fuck it. So what's next? Since it's a nude portrait, I think... Don't even think about asking me to get naked. I already told you it's not happening. No, no, no need for that. Only the shorts so your legs and thighs are seen better. It's not like I never saw you in your underwear, right? Alright, but I'm wearing a... What? No, fuck it. Just get your photos and go. Who cares? It's like any other panties, just smaller, right? She slides down her skirt and you're left speechless. A thong? Holy shit! And she took her shorts off? Done? Yep, I can't believe this worked. You can get out now. Sure thing. You start walking out of Mia's room, but at the door you turn around. Hey, Mia. What? Thanks. Fuck off. I might be a little tipsy, but that was definitely not 2 photos. Yeah, yeah. With a smile spread across your face, you walk away, almost skipping. I'm so getting him back for this. Although, this must be the alcohol talking. It was a bit fun.
Only a little bit.
Okay, time for bed. I'm not thinking straight. Mia soon goes to bed, but you do not. I still can't believe this worked, looking down at your fully erect cock. Would it be weird? Wait, fuck the essay. I still gotta finish it. Okay, essay first. I don't want to fail the year. And then, I wonder if it'll be awkward between Mia and me. We'll even be home alone after sister and cousin leave. Sister and cousin, so weird. 2 hours later, you fall asleep. Next morning. Why am I sleeping at this desk? You foggily remember the moments just before you fell asleep. Oh, the essay. It was finished. As if the only thing you kept keeping you awake was putting the last dot on it. Wow, I actually finished it. Nice. Patting yourself on the back, you print out the essay and grab it. While changing, you start spacing out. Last night's, photo shoot? It was so weird. Even though I knew it was Mia, I fucking loved it. I still keep fighting myself on whether to jack off while watching the photos. I know it's not okay, but I can't help it. Is it really so bad? Shit, I spaced out. Gotta hurry. Can't be late again. You walk downstairs. Just as you were getting to the door. Wait! Come here. Yeah? We're leaving in 4 hours, so we won't be home when you get back from class. Alright. Listen to your friend and at least try getting along, okay? Of course, sis. And don't thrash the house while we're gone. I know. Have a safe flight. Thanks. Don't forget to say bye to your cousin. I bet that's supposed to be your brother. I'm kind of in a hurry. It won't take long. I even think he wants to give. As soon as you heard the word give, you ran off. Of course. Hey, cousin, I heard you got something for me. No, how's it going? How are you? You excited for the trip? That's his father. Sorry, I don't want to miss the bus, so I'm in a rush. Yeah, yeah, here. He hands you $200. That should be more than enough for a week. Don't spend it too fast, because I'm not sending you any more. Got it. See ya, and good luck. Thanks. You run outside, barely catching the bus. While on the bus, you think about what happened last night. I haven't seen Mia this morning. Does she remember anything? Even I'm amazed at how much I enjoyed last night. Kinda really want to see more. I mean, I bet that's supposed to be mother and father. Mother and father are gone for a week. Maybe that's my chance. Is it a sign? Maybe I can actually can see more somehow. A little while later, you get to class. Okay, guys, so I have a theory. Itch.io, where this game was originally placed, has been getting really strict about, like, incest stuff. Like, sister... Even though you're like, dude, that's a lot of, like, regular porn. There's all these step-mom porn and shit like that. Yeah, 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 I get it, guys. But the thing is, Itch.io was trying to put basically a cap on that. So they're changing... what you can call people. Like, can't be your sister, but it can be your cousin, stuff like that. So, I really think that the original intent of this game was that it was your mother, your father, and Mia was your sister. Like, it's literally summer with Mia, even though Mia seems to be your sister. She literally seems to be your sister. So... I'm not sure, like, this was a full-on incest thing, dude. Like, this whole thing was fucking fuck your family. And they were like, no, we can't do this shit. So, or Itch was like, no, we can't do this shit. So he had to change it, where you can just put in whatever you want. So you put mother, father, sister, cousin, brother, whatever. It doesn't matter. But that was the original way to put it, is it's the family. Because you can tell by the age of the sprites, like, and the way they act. Like, the mother acts like a mother, the father acts like the father. Yeah, it's all set up that way. And, I mean, this is adult world, so it's not, like, supposed to be taken seriously. I'm your sister, I'm your sister. You remember that Joe Dirt? It's like, where she's like, I'm your sister, I'm your sister. And that was funny. We used to laugh at that back in the day. And now it's like, oh, nope, nope, can't do that. But you know what? It is what it is. Guys, if you like this, let me know. And I'll probably go back through it and change all the names correct. Because, yeah, I mean, she's supposed to be your sister. Let's not fucking beat around the bush here. So let's just make it what it's supposed to be. And if you want me to do the game right, then we'll do the game right. And, you know, there's no NTR because obviously that involved your father. That'd be really fucked up, right? I mean, it is a game, guys. None of these, all these people are actors. That's the best way to put it. None of this shit's real. It's just really funny and creepy and weird and whatever. I bought this game. So if you want to see more of it, let me know and we'll go through it. It's not the best in the graphics department, but it's alright for, you know, a Daz 3D title. And obviously it's one of the earlier titles from the developer who's now working on Lust Theory Season 2. So alright guys, this is the Grim Lord and I'm out. And I'll see you next time on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with this or something else. No, even not even adult games. It's Uncanny Valley. Sorry, I'm really tired.